So by you calling Ambassador Rice incompetent, if you did, or indicating that she's not worthy of being Secretary of State because she went with these talking points on five national shows, you're racist and sexist? I mean, what is your reaction to that?
Well, if you can't answer the question, you attack the questioner. I guess you missed the fact that I asked for Clapper to resign last March. I didn't trust his handling of our national security. Last March, when asked about the London bombing, he said, "I don't know what you're talking about." And he voluntarily said that the Muslim Brotherhood was pretty much a secular organization. So I called for him to resign because I didn't trust him and didn't think he was constantly on top of our national security. I asked for Brennan, the counterterrorism chief, to resign when he said that a 20% recidivism rate coming out of Gitmo was acceptable. My criticism has been about failed foreign policy. The only color that matters to me is red, the blood of those who were killed. I think it's a good thing for people of color and women to be appointed to the highest level of our government, because in the past they couldn't be. I think it would be a terrible thing in America if you couldn't question and challenge what they did in their jobs. What did Susan Rice do? She told a story about a mob based on a video that led to the death of the Americans, and that story is not based on any intelligence that we possess. So somebody made this story up, and if she had access to the true intelligence and didn't check it, I think that is incompetence on her part. I don't think any senior official of any administration should go on national television and assure the American people that the deaths of four Americans can be explained by the following if they don't know what they're talking about. If there is truly no intelligence to support what she was saying and what the president was saying, then somebody made up this storyline, and the storyline is politically beneficial. And my question is, why would you choose Susan Rice to tell this story? Isn't it a bit odd that the person they chose to speak for the administration had absolutely nothing to do with Benghazi?
And those are the president's words.
Right. So why would you choose someone? Why wasn't Secretary Clinton there? Why wasn't someone from the CIA who actually had some hands-on knowledge and responsibility for Benghazi telling us about Benghazi? She was the most politically compliant person